It's like Australia is a good example. There's kids down there that have wanted to see us for 10 years or more. We've never ever been there because there's no promoters that will take us over there. I don't know why the promoters won't take us over there, you know, because after Europe, we go to Hawaii, Japan, and then we wanted to go to onto Australia, and that's what we wanted to do last year, a couple of years ago, you know, and we never ever got there because the promoters won't take us for some reason, I don't know. But that's life, and the same with Italy. It certainly is, because it's not only attacking the people who are involved in the music industry. ABBA was second to Volvo in Sweden, weren't they? They were music.
Yeah,
Led Zeppelin was probably one of England's biggest exports. In fact, rock bands have been one of England's biggest exports for a long time now when you think about it. But even when you talk about America's rock bands, let's forget all the other music bands, rock bands alone, the Journeys, the Van Halens, you know. I mean, all the bands, the rock bands, it's a good, healthy thing for society, really, for the country, you know. I mean, it brings in the country money. We ourselves, being an English rock band, are subject to the IRS tax situation in America. So we pay tax on the monies that we earn on tours to America, and so does every other foreign band that comes in here. And also, every other American band that tours here has to pay tax as well on the earnings. So, no, I certainly don't know. I live in England. Yeah, I still live in Wolverhampton. Well, just outside Wolverhampton, in the country, in the Severn Valley. It's very nice. Yes.